What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Hey, everybody. What is going on? It is Wednesday night. That means it is time for another edition of Craft Brewed Sports. I am Mike. With me, as always, the man who will be distracted all show long because the Braves are playing game two right now, Scotty K. Scott, what's up, man?
Hey, despite your best efforts, baby, we're back in the World Series!
I believe you should be thanking me because I reverse jinxed you guys to the World Series.
No, you're not getting no reverse jinx credit on this one, you son of a bitch. I got receipts.
It was all part of the master plan, man. If the Reds couldn't do it, I'm glad your boys are there. I told you I want Freddie to get a ring.
You did express that publicly, but here on the show, you were trying to throw off the mojo there. Didn't appreciate it.
It doesn't matter. I'm doing that to help you. You don't want me cheering for your team. Like, now that I said I want Freddie to win it, Astros in six. Done. That's
you
how it's going to go.
Son of a bitch. Unbelievable.
Love you. Also hanging out with us is Drew. Mookie, how you feeling, man?
Yeah, I'm just going to stay far away from that World Series discussion. Just sounds like a field of landmines, you know. I don't want to wander on into that. I want Scott to be happy. Yeah, that too, right? Field of landmines? Man, I don't, fuck, whatever. Who cares?
Land of field mines. You got it. Go ahead.
This is why we shouldn't be talking about baseball.
It's solid start, man. Drew. Solid start. Way to go, man. I'm all over.
I had nothing to go. Like, I'm listening to you two. I'm like, I literally have nothing
don't
to build
come to me.
Up.
Don't come to me. Don't come to me.
Yeah, please, like, don't. I don't know what the.
Drew's.
I mean, I know there was a game. Someone broke something. A home run was hit. And Scott was happy.
Drew's like, the kid in class. Drew's the kid in class. It's like, please don't call on me. Please don't call on me. Please don't call on me. He's like reading chapter or reading paragraphs ahead so that he knows what he has to read when it comes his turn. He's like, okay, I think I got it. And then the teacher reverses order. He's like, shit,
United
no.
States invaded Poland. What? Entirely wrong, Mr. Oborski.
No, I'm just. No, it'd be more like, man, just, yeah, the part when Buck died really bothered me, and some kid screams, Buck dies! And I'm like, oh, shit, spoiler alert, I guess I jumped ahead too far. Anyways, is that recess? Is that bell? No.
All right, Mookie, good to hear from you. Well done. Great intro, as always. Also, hanging out with us tonight, you see him pretty much every single week in the comments, and we decided to bring him on to defend his boys. Robert Taylor in the speakeasy. Robert, how you feeling, man?
I don't care what anybody says. It's still Mahomes time. Fuck yeah.
I'm impressed that you're still rocking the Chiefs gear. I figured you'd be like, you know what? I can't do it. I can't defend this horrible defense anymore.
Oh, no, no. I'm not going to defend the defense. I'll defend everything else, but not
you just
defense.
Defend Patty and his awful gunslinging ways. Brett Favre Jr. over there.
Hunter? How do you feel about what?
Your punter.
Tommy Townsend? Love Tommy.
you haven't had to use him very much lately, except for this year. All of a sudden, Robert's like, oh shit, we do have a punter. That's a weird feeling. I didn't know that existed on the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's a... I'm just saying, it's been a long time since we felt this way, so it's almost natural.
All right.
It was a nice 3-year run.
a nice 3-year run. Matt Barr calling me out for not having a hat on. I knew I was going to forget something, Scott. I figured I'd forget something, and it's the goddamn hat. So now I don't know if I should put it on to appease Matt or if I should just make everybody see this ridiculous baldness the entire show. I guess we'll see. We got a ton to get to tonight. We got some overreactions. We got World Series talk. Scott's going to do that hockey a little bit later on. But before we get to all that, let's talk about these beers that we are drinking tonight. Scott, you and I are having the same beer. What is in the
mug?
We're
not sharing it.
We're not sharing it. No, I caught myself. Thank you. What do we got tonight?
My friend, we continue our pumpkin journey. And tonight we've got another one of those big magnum cans, baby. 32 ounces of Devoured by Gravity, which is an imperial pumpkin ale, 8%. Description just says pumpkin, vanilla beans, lactose. Let's fucking go.
Love it. Love that description. That sold me on it when I switched this in my beer drop. I was like, this one's, and it's a crawler. I'm in.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was like, I'm a sucker for these 32 ounce cans. They make me feel adequate.
Oh, that's weird. It makes me feel very inadequate. But then again, so does a 12 ounce can. So I guess that's fair. Anyways, Drew put in the document. We're rating on how far the Bengals will go in the playoffs. I'm not doing that. Let's go on Halloween candy scale. We're going to go from candy corn up to Reese's. What do you got, Scott?
I am going to, I never really like to put it at the top of the scale right out of the gates, and there's no way that it's topping pumpkin before I finish a full can. So I am going to go Kit Kat. This is a solid Kit Kat.
Good choice. Good choice. Yeah. Mookie, what do you got in your mug tonight rated on the Halloween candy scale?
Yeah, so tonight I've got 7-layer Magic Bar Stout, which feels like it fits the Halloween candy mold. This is from Weldworks Brewing Company in Greeley, Colorado. No clue where that is. I'm assuming somewhere near Denver.
I would say in Colorado.
Weldworks is fantastic.
Yeah. Apparently I've already had it once before. Not bad about it at all. It's an 8% ABV, 4.09 caps on Untappd. Their description, I had to copy this one because it's... swirled in our milk stout base, you'll find milk chocolate chips, butterscotch chips, white your mom chocolate chips, toasted coconut, macadamia nuts, graham cracker, and sweetened condensed milk. There's a couple of ingredients in there. I'm not quite sure I know how that makes it into the brew, but hey, whatever. I'm here for it. Last time I rated it 4.5 caps on Untappd, so... I'm going to have to go with a just traditional old Snickers.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Not the top of my pyramid, but very, very near the top.
All right. That sounds good. Robert Taylor always chimes in the comments with amazing beers. Robert, what do you got tonight and rated on the Halloween candy scale?
So I'm drinking a Bottle Logic Technical Challenge, an Imperial Stout with orange, basically aged in bourbon barrels and finished with cocoa and California orange peels. I was told I'm usually extra when it comes to these, so I had to make sure it sounded as extra as possible. 13.7% ABV on that.
Damn.
I'm not big on chocolate candies, but I mean, I'm going to rate it on gummy bears because that's my favorite candy of all time. And this is top notch shit. So
that's okay. Because if I remember correctly, we've had this conversation on the show. I don't know if it was last year or the year before when we did a rating scale similarly. And maybe it was just an online like bracket. And you came out with like the most bullshit answer ever for best Halloween candy. It was like Skittles or some shit like that. So it's okay.
I mean, Skittles are Smarties. I'm just not big on chocolate, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a bracket, and Robert Taylor had like Skittles versus Swedish Fish in the championship, and everybody's like, "What the fuck is this? Who are
Swedish
you?
Fish. How dare you?"
Yeah, still a little respect on your name.
Bottle cap from the Final Four.
Just two. Yeah, he was like wax lips and bottle caps. I'm in. Let's do it.
I believe it was Skittles versus the Necco wafers. I believe that's what it
is. Just straight chalk. You love chalk. All right, fair enough. Matt Barr says he's drinking Flying Dog Hop Electric Hazy IPA, 6.8% ABV. It's a solid Milky Way out of the freezer. That's an important caveat because Milky Way out of the freezer, way better than regular Milky Way. That takes it up so much.
Top of the pyramid. Because Milky Way Midnight is the dark chocolate.
That's second tier.
Ooh.
No.
The Midnight. No, I'm saying Milky Way in general. is a second tier candy, but I am with you. If you're going to have a Milky Way, that special dark is the way to go, baby. That midnight stuff.
It is, but how do you say that second tier? That's what I can't get on board with.
Milky Way? Yeah, it's second tier. Because all it is it's a Snickers without the fucking peanuts. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
It's a good point.
It's so much more versatile without the peanuts, though, because sometimes you can't be carrying around things with peanuts because kids will die. Like, you know, Milky Way doesn't have that problem or concern.
Fucking kids. I want my Snickers. Give me my nuts.
Dude, Milky Way's not even better than Mounds. Get out of here.
I love that Drew says
you can't carry around Snickers because it might kill kids. Like, that was immediately what he went to.
Oh, was, no, if that's all it takes to kill kids, I'm going to start walking around with Snickers in my pockets.
Y'all need to stop being child abusing over
here. Hey, kids, like, you're annoying
first
me.
First Mike with, you know, the nephew and...
Wow. Hey, I passed on that. You don't know the correct answer to that, Drew. Shitty says, evening, bitches. Evening, Shitty, as always, man. Great to hear from you. Dan says, Founder Scarlet Dawn IPA, Red Session IPA. That sounds delicious. And then Gabe says he's drinking Rheingeist Kappa Flounder, and that's a Reese's. He rated that one a Reese's. And I got to say, that's what I would probably rate this Devoured by Gravity. I'd probably put this one at a Reese's. It is up there, man. It is delicious. Delicious. The vanilla in this one, whew, it's amazing. And Matt Barr, I hope you appreciate the fact that I put a hat on for you because I was feeling very uncomfortable there once you called that out. I realized just how bad I looked. Good. So thank you for that, Matt Barr. All right, tons to get to. Let's start off.
We were all uncomfortable, so we appreciate it.
How come nobody called it out before the show? Nobody says it. Yeah, Robert Taylor standing over here with this head of hair that he's got. He doesn't even realize the glare reflected off of my dome. I hate you, but I hate you guys so much. Let's talk some football. Don't try to do it, Drew. You're trying to talk more about me being bald, and I don't want to hear it. We want to talk football.
Drive a wedge between you and Scott and ask specifically what the best kind of Reese's is.
Ooh.
Because we all know they're different. The Christmas tree versus the pumpkin versus the egg versus the
It's the Reese's egg. It's the Reese's egg. It's got the right amount.
Gives you the most peanut butter.
Like, yeah, the Reese's egg has the perfect ratio of peanut butter to chocolate. The heart is weird. That's no good. The pumpkin, the Christmas tree. I would go egg, Christmas tree, and then probably regular Reese's after that. Mm. Although I think Scott and I have had this conversation before, and I think Scott liked like the Reese's with the Reese's pieces in it too. Like you had some crazy take on there.
Well, no, I mean I'm like all the way here for the Reese's. Like as long as you give me all the peanut butter, I'm perfectly fine. Like Reese's, I thought we established that it was the top of the scale. So
yes.
However you want to give me
any Reese's,
I'm taking them.
What about the thing Daniel suggesting right now in the chat, the white chocolate Reese's?
Those are solid. I don't think they're better than any of the Reese's, but they're solid.
What about
they're better than Reese's? Milky Ways, I can tell you that.
Ooh, ghosts?
Yeah, Gabe says they've got ghosts now, too, in an assorted mix. That's a lot
of... I don't like the spooks. I'll just say that.
Why are you so uncomfortable, Mike?
Scott, what's your first overreaction from the weekend?
The first overreaction of the weekend was your face after that comment. The Browns are back, baby. AFC Championship bound. Collision course with the Titans. It's happening. Browns don't even need their starters. They're down like 50 people. Still won the game. Browns, AFC Championship.
Down all the starters and on a Thursday night. It was amazing.
Right. They
it
don't
was
need no damn starters.
It was an amazing turnaround for them.
They'll just get some running back that nobody's ever heard of who sends emails and DMs to everybody and is out here balling out.
Wait. We can't talk about DMs without talking about DK Metcalf. Because that story this week was amazing. You want to intro that one, Scott? Because you had found that one and it was gold.
So our good friend DK Metcalf up in Seattle, fuck the Seahawks. I mean, he did what any professional athlete has access to. He's out here DMing OnlyFans chicks. which I don't know who this particular one is. The name was put out there like I'm supposed to know, like she's some famous OnlyFans bitch. I have no idea. But anyway, he shoots a message to this chick. She lives 4 hours away. He's like, hey, why don't you come on up to Seattle? We can, you know, hang out. She gets all the way near his house. We're talking like 20 minutes out. He's like, you know what? Never mind. I'm good.
It's too late.
Yeah, you took too long. Then he hits her back and is like, oh, you know what? Never mind. Why don't you still come through? We can do this foursome. My man went from, you're taking too long to, I need you here for this foursome. She got a little upset and, you know, that's the problem with scorning women out here and social media. She put all his shit on blast. So there he was on the FaceTime with the messages. Dude got taken to town because he was trying to get a foursome after he flaked. After he was initially going to turn it down. He's like, hey, you know what? I don't want that pizza anymore. You guys just go on ahead and keep it. Oh, wait, you're on your way back? Never mind. Why don't you bring that and some breadsticks? And some breadsticks. I need extra.
Dude, did you watch her videos that were out there, like the rants that she had put up?
She was mad.
Yeah, but here's the crazy thing, because every story I saw on this said the same thing, that it was like, oh, DK Metcalf tried to get a foursome. DK Metcalf tried to get a foursome. They all buried the lead, because in the one rant, she says, she's like, I deleted the other videos. I took them down. If you don't know, here's the story. DK blew me off. I don't know. Maybe he's just embarrassed because he came in like 5 minutes the last time. I don't know. And I was like, whoa, you're just going to put that out there like that? Like, just casually drops DK Metcalf came in 5 minutes and nobody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about the foursome thing. And it's like, wait a second. I feel like this is what we should be talking about, not the foursome part. We should be talking about the fact that DK Metcalf is a 5 minute man.
So Mike, and just to clarify for the rest of the world, because again, the angle you come from is a lot different than most folks. Mike is saying this because he's amazed a man could last 5 minutes.
Yeah, like how many times is he going? Good Lord, dude. That's like at least 8 times.
What a marathon.
Right. And so that's where he's coming from, because I know some folks will go like, I mean, where are you getting at here? Are you trying to put one over on DK? And if that's not it at all, like he's actually trying to elevate DK and, you know, support him and celebrate him.
There should be a fucking statue. There should be a statue for this dude. 5 minutes? Are you kidding me? That's insane. That's absolutely insane.
That's like a full commercial break, right?
Matt Barr says the guy has a binky as a mouthpiece. Are we surprised? Robert Taylor, are you surprised that a guy with a binky as a mouthpiece invited some girl for a foursome and may be embarrassed because he came in 5 minutes the last time?
Not at all. I mean, I'm just surprised about the whole thing. The girl probably just realized, like, normally Tyler Lockett was probably better. So that's why she decided not to go with him.
One trick pony by Tyler Lockett. All he can do is go fast and deep, and then he's done. I'm more of a DK guy, you know. I want you to be able to go over the middle, you know. I need a little bit more than just run fast and get underneath it. You know, you gotta be able to do a little bit more with it.
I mean,
also, I'm not talking shit to DK. So DK, baby, 5 minutes. That's excellent. Get you a foursome, man. That dude is fucking huge.
Scott, did you need to change your underwear when he bitch slapped Marcus Lattimore on Monday night?
I missed that, but no.
Oh, well, when later on this evening, when you need, you know, something to get you motivated, just look up that play. It was pretty epic, I'd say. Did either you boys see it, Mike, Robert, anybody?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he was big brothering him. He was big brothering.
It was kind of amazing. The entire time. Yeah.
It was great. It was fantastic.
It was pretty amazing. Also, everybody, were we all excited that the Manning cast was back this week? Because it's the only way I could watch Monday Night Football now. It was gone? You didn't realize it was
gone for weeks?
Like 2 weeks off, 3 weeks off.
Oh, shit. That's too bad.
Weren't you advocating for it, like, to be the new way that football was done?
Well, yeah, obviously. But again, I'm an American in 2021. I want everything on my terms when I want it, but I'm not going to do anything for it or participate.
Matt Barr with a correction. Drew, go ahead and read that correction for us.
I saw him slap Marshawn Lattimore. What did I say?
Marcus.
Oh, fuck. Whatever.
All I know is the jersey said Lattimore, and I was just like, man, you really shouldn't have your name on that kid.
Daniel with the Ohio State shot.
Yes, everybody Daniel coming in saying a Buckeye getting slapped. Bummed I missed it. Yep, everybody with a drink around for that one.
Everybody check it off your bingo card.
Come on. Love you, Daniel.
Hey, guys, Urban Meyer sucks. Take a drink. Oh, man, I'm good at this game.
Like, hey, really guys, guess what?
Is terrible.
Damn it, you beat me to it. Oh.
We hit the trifecta.
Robert's going to puke before halftime of the show because we're at 15% booze or whatever it was.
Oh, no, there it was. There's the Fields coming from Dan. It wasn't hard of the Fields. Yeah. Outside. There you go. Bring it around again. Shots.
Oh, that's good.
This is my new favorite game. We got to start doing this every week. That's amazing. Well done, Robert Taylor. Well, way to earn your spot right away. I appreciate it. Robert, what do you got as an overreaction from this weekend?
Man, I mean, I'm going to stay on brand, but overreaction, yeah. Hey, AFC still belongs to the Chiefs, guys. It's 7 weeks in. They don't know their identity yet. They're going to turn it around. AFC champs forever.
Moving on.
So I want to point out, though, that Robert said AFC champs, not Super Bowl champs. And is that because you understand what's going down in Tampa Bay still?
No, I'm just this was overreaction time, right? I was being completely facetious.
You're going to overreact. Why don't you overreact all the way to the Super Bowl title?
Oh, I still think the Rams take the NFC.
Dude, okay, so let's talk for a second, Robert, because you are an unabashed Chiefs fan, like to the point that it's almost annoying. Like at first it was fun because it's like, it's the Chiefs. And then
almost
they won the AFC and then they won the Super Bowl and it was gloves were off. You were the worst. So defend yourself.
Well, for one, it's
I mean, cute with Trent Green and Elvis Gerback. Can you go back to those days?
That was fun. So, you know that whole saying, act like you've been here before?
Yeah.
I've never been there. it was the whole, Patrick Mahomes. Oh, they overdrafted Patrick Mahomes. And then he came out and he was a beast. And so that was just more of like, gotcha. And then I just kept running with it.
You did. You went over the top. You went like from 0 to 60 on that. Dan says they'll be fine when Andy remembers to run the ball again. I don't watch a whole lot of Chiefs because they're never on in this market.
They'll be fine when Andy remembers how to beat cover two like he did in the AFC Championship against the Bills. And yet he still can't. He can't do it 7 weeks into the season.
Okay, but what do you say to the fact that like maybe this is just Mahomes coming back to earth? Because Mahomes had a lot of potential interceptions throughout the last couple years that were dropped, and now they're not being dropped. Like he's turning the ball over a lot. He's losing that. You know, he was the gunslinger that was just kind of lucky because he didn't turn the ball over a lot. So is this just Mahomes coming back to earth now? Like.
It's weird, right? Because the PFF had so many turnover worthy plays last season, right? He actually has less turnover worthy plays this season, according to PFF. Yet at more actual turnovers, which is super weird.
Well, wait, that's good. That means his hit rate went up, right? Isn't that a positive thing? He's converting more often.
So.
Yeah, I'll read the comment for you, Robert, that you just hit the speed bump with. Caitlin dropping it on you. Didn't Robert say we are inevitable? Yeah, that was right after the Browns game, right? You talked a lot of shit for that one.
Oh, yeah. So that one, I was banned. I wasn't going to do it, but I remember a couple of Browns fans were in the group talking about, Browns by 14. So they kind of deserve that one.
Okay, but yeah.
Speaking of Caitlin, speaking of We Are Inevitable, isn't that something you said on one of those voicemails?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. What is happening here?
So speaking of just absolutely awful fan bases that are running their mouth about things that I think the rest of us are already tired of hearing, one of my overreactions from this week is that the Bengals are going to make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they are.
Insufferable as Mike is right now. I'm sorry, Robert, but the Bengals are going to win the AFC and lose to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. So it's going to happen. Just accept it now. The good news is NBA tipped off this week. Hockey season's in full swing. There's a lot of other stuff we can occupy our time with instead of watching stupid Joe Burrow and those stupid Bengals make Mike happy.
Come on, man. Come on.
When
Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's
resume in the AFC Championship game, it's going to be weird when it says Chiefs bad loss.
Is that okay? But seriously, like Drew's joking about the Bengals, but looking at the second half of their schedule,
did you just call me Jew?
I did.
Cool, bro, not cool.
I did a little bit. Drew's overreacting, but the Bengals' second half of their schedule originally looked like murderer's row because they still have the Chiefs coming up. They got the Niners, and like it was like, man, this is a tough second half. It doesn't look that bad now. Like after what they did to the Ravens. The Bengals, okay, here's my overreaction. The Bengals are actually really good. They're a really good team this year. And who would have thought that drafting Ja'Marr Chase was what it would take to take the Bengals over the top and become a good team? This is amazing, Scott. I don't know how I'm feeling right now because I feel like Cincinnati is actually good at football.
I actually advocated for the Ja'Marr Chase pick.
You good?
Oh, I will say that all over Twitter,
the Sewell fanboys are basically backtracking now, saying, "Oh, you know, the ones that trashed that pick." A lot of them are just like, "Okay, we were wrong."
Yeah,
it's
not an overreaction to say the
Bengals are good.
I was going to say I advocated for that. The only problem I will say is the NFL season is so long, and it doesn't take much to like hit a spiral, and so you just hope that the Bengals kind of avoid that. I don't know that they're still for. I don't know if they're for real or how good they are, but they're good enough right now.
Oh, that sounds like a.
Or in the case of Burrow, maybe hit a knee.
Whoa! We don't talk about that, Robert Taylor. We don't talk about that.
The guy whose quarterback had gone full scorpion last week. I mean, really like. I don't know that I'd be throwing rocks like that.
No, he got Ben Askren.
Okay, but how did he pass concussion protocol? Because he's already – there's no way. He was like – Patrick Mahomes should be dead. And instead they're like, nah, you're good. Get back out there, Patty. And he's like, okay, I'm going back out there. I don't know why I did Ed Orgeron there.
Magic. I was gonna say, I was like, Ogeron's playing quarterback now?
Yeah, dude, I meant to do the current
this is like
voice.
The second time that he's gotten hit really hard with an obvious concussion, and then it's just been cleared in record time. I don't understand if they're like flubbing the results or what, but it's getting kind of scary.
This is NFL football calling. Haven't you watched us over the last decades?
Are you new here? They're like, welcome.
We're like, oh, one of our marquee players is injured, has a concussion. Nah, he's fine.
He just got his bell rung. No big deal. Just, you know, sweep those cobwebs off, you know.
Hit him with those Scott Kaiser smelling salts and get him back out.
Dude, I just found those the other day. I was cleaning up in here and I found the smelling salts. And I was like, man, we got to bring those back.
I should have done one of those before I kicked. That woke me up. Yeah. It was early.
Okay, so we do have that video. That video is finished. I'm going to post it tomorrow. So be sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel because the video is going up tomorrow where Drew attempted to kick a 45-yard field goal.
Attempted?
And one of us had to end up running a beer mile as a result of it. It is amazing. It is hilarious. You definitely don't want to miss it. Dan saying, how about the Bengals start with winning a playoff game for the first time in 30 plus years? That's harsh, man, and I don't appreciate it, especially coming from a Raiders fan. You can suck my dick.
Yeah, right?
Jared says, Mookie, happy belated birthday from the Corner Booth crew. Also, check out Scott on our show tomorrow. Scott, look at you. You're doing Corner Booth tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure. I hope to God I remember and I'm awake. Like I told Jared, I was like, look, man, I'm going to need reminders, and it's the in-between, it's the travel day for the World Series, I got to make sure that I'm alive and well.
Yeah.
He's going to be resting.
Are you getting any sleep this week with this World Series? You know what? Save it. We'll talk about that.
Last night I got 40 minutes.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, we'll talk.
How the hell did you pull that off?
We'll talk a little.
Down and up in 40 minutes.
Scott, what's your next overreaction?
This is an overreaction. The Niners are dog shit. Time to pile it in. Congratulations, Miami. You're going to have a top 3 pick this year.
Dude, did you see that New England was reportedly trying to trade for Garoppolo before the draft this year, and the Niners turned it down?
Oof.
Yes, that is the correct reaction.
Pick, yeah, that is an indictment on this regime who's trying to get a first round pick out of the deal. And I would have taken that second round pick and sprinted to the podium with that shit. I mean, we probably still would have fucked up the pick because if it's any pick before the third round, this regime can't seem to get it right. But still, God, what a whiff.
That's a terrible move.
Would you say it's time for a regime change?
I'm getting there, but I would definitely like to see some shake up at the top in the front office. That's for sure.
The top of the what?
Shanahan should be fine for the time being, but John Lynch got to go, man.
So you're saying that they need to break up at least the what? Break up the what?
What? Break up the what?
What were you just saying that you were saying about a regime change? You want to keep the same regime? Man, I was trying to lure you into saying it again so we could say, you know, hey, you did it again. We get to drink.
What the fuck is happening?
What are you talking about? Miami has the Niners first round picks from the trade.
What the fuck is happening on this show? Everybody's just, what is happening? I have no idea.
I was trying to lead Scott into saying regime again so I could say, hey, Scott said regime three times. Let's all drink.
I mean, you can just say, let's all drink. Like, we can just drink.
All right. Successful bit. Nice.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Feel accomplished.
Mookie, run things by me.
How am I gonna run them by you when they happen in the moment, man?
Private
you
chat.
I know what I'm doing.
Private chat. What's your next overreaction?
Dude, I can't do private chat because then the scream crashes.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Mookie. What's your next overreaction?
Get over this.
What's your next overreaction?
My next overreaction is Whitey tried to connect with me on LinkedIn earlier today, and I saw an invitation from a Matthew McCarriger, data analyst systems, whatever the fuck, and I was like, who the shit is this? Like, fucking, this happens all the time. People just send me random fucking invites. I click open the email, and I see his jolly ass face staring back at me. I was like, hey, all right, I get it now. Best day ever. My next overreaction is that it's astonishing, but the Lions actually made the right pick in their head coach because they hired Dan Campbell when they could have been dumb fucking idiots and hired Nick Sirianni. Jesus,
ooh,
that guy.
Oh, is
his press conference today?
I did not see his press conference, but I've seen enough Nick Sirianni press conferences to know it had to be a train wreck. What did this idiot say? Bad. What did this idiot say this time?
He started off talking basically about how they're not happy with their execution and they know it's not good enough, but we're doing something. We're getting some progress. We're starting something. And then he stumbled around and took a long time to say something about a flower and fertilizing the dirt, and we have to water it every day so we can sprout petals. And I'm like, are you telling me that you're in your fucking meeting rooms telling grown-ass football players that they need to fertilize their little tulip so that they can have something they're proud of? Like, and you wonder why you're losing football games.
This is the guy who rated his prospects on how they played paper, scissors, rocks. So, yes, I fully believe that this dummy
told us everything because it's rock, paper, scissors.
I was going to say, is that how they say it over there?
No, I will take that. That's me. That's a me thing. I say paper, scissors, rocks. I don't know why.
But you also say apricot, so are we surprised?
That's almost as bad as I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah. Robert, you got another overreaction from the weekend?
I mean, this is like a three or four year too late overreaction, but hey, John Gruden, baby, gonna take the Raiders to the promised land again.
Jesus.
Hell yeah.
Jesus.
It looks better without him.
Yeah,
it
what is
better without him?
What is going on out there? Because it does feel like nobody on that team liked Gruden. Like all that knock if you're with me bullshit, nobody really wanted to knock because he's gone and they look amazing without him. It's
they
like
did.
Their special teams coaches filling in and the Raiders are decent. Like, is that was Gruden holding that team back?
I honestly think Gruden was, I mean, Derek Carr's looked phenomenal. I'll give him the credit, all credit in the world. He's looked phenomenal.
Derek Carr's always been good. He has.
Yeah, but he's looked better than ever as once, like he's looked good this season. And then once Gruden was gone, he's looked these past couple games just way better. And it's just like a, like I said, 3 or 4 year overreaction, you know, hey, 10 million, you know, 10 years, 10 million. Like Gruden sucks. Bye.
So. Who would you rather pay money to go away, John Gruden or Ed Orgeron?
Gruden, hands down.
Gruden, absolutely Gruden. And yes, Barr, he 100% apparently was right about everything.
I don't remember the reference, but...
Matt Barr, you don't remember the Antonio Brown shit that went down? Like, Antonio Brown has been right all along. Everything, because he had the whole video where he was like, as soon as he found out the Raiders were releasing him, he danced and like ran out of his house screaming and excited.
Yeah,
like
he said that the Raiders were a shit show, like we all knew, but this...
Didn't he also say Gruden was racist at one point? Like, didn't he post something about that? Yeah, so it's like...
Everything Antonio Brown has said is 100% accurate. What
Super Bowl champion Antonio Brown?
That's a fair point.
That's right.
Shut the fuck up, Drew.
Dan says,
I mean, I'm just saying, dude, like, you have to put that respect on his name now, which to
no,
me
you
is
I'm still not over it. You didn't have to bring it up.
It's fine.
Dan said, now just imagine if Mayock and Gruden didn't F up in the first two picks in every draft. Okay.
Sure. Get rid of
sure.
Me.
We could, yeah.
Sounds like the Niners regime. Like... Oh, Drake.
Hey, oh, regime. There it is. Hey.
Yes.
That's better.
Yeah, so
see how you do that, Drew?
You got to get rid of Mayock.
Fuck Mayock, by the way. I've hated that dude ever since he was calling Notre Dame games. That guy is the worst. I can't stand Mayock. He can suck my asshole. I fucking hate him.
Whoa. So speaking of sucking Mike's asshole, let me get in my last overreaction of the week. And you led me straight up to it, so I appreciate it.
Weird.
Notre Dame is going to make the playoffs. You heard it here first, folks. Notre Dame is going to make the playoffs and once again lose to Alabama.
No, they're not. They're not going to make the playoffs. Why do you like I know it's overreaction time and it's funny, but why? Like I don't even know how you would spin this in an overreaction because they beat USC.
Schedule numbers. They have one loss and it's to the number two team in the country.
Okay.
They've got solid stats, offense, defense. Their analytics are coming together. Their defense is starting to perform. They still have no idea what's happening at quarterback, which makes them compelling. That's going to sell. That's a story, man. And you get Kyren Williams making a late Heisman push as he begins to take over that offense. And everyone realizes, oh, right, that's why they don't need a quarterback because they got Kyren Williams.
All right, so you know what I do?
Side of the ball.
You know what I do want to see? I do want to see the Big 12 collapse because it's
moving
the Big 12. No. I do. I want to play this out now because this is going to be funny. I want to see the Big 12 collapse. I want the Big 10 to do what the Big 10 does, and Ohio State ends up making it in because that's how the Big 10. Like Michigan and Michigan State are like, whoa, we're undefeated. We're playing each other this weekend. And nobody gives a shit because it's Michigan and Michigan State, and we know neither of those teams are going to end up undefeated at the end of the year. So I want Oklahoma to fail, Ohio State to get in. I want Alabama to beat Georgia so that two SEC teams get in, Ohio State, and then somehow UC drops a game and Notre Dame gets in over UC. And it would be, I would lose all of the semen in my body.
There are so many scenarios where we make it in the playoffs. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Time all game, baby.
Also, now I did see this stat this week and I was actually kind of shocked. The Michigan-Michigan State game is the first time in Big Ten history there's been a meeting of 7-0 teams in the conference.
That's pretty amazing. That's right? That's a pretty amazing stat. Which, okay, so let's talk real quick about which Big Ten team is more of a dumpster fire, because it feels like it's Penn State. Like, that program is the worst. And if you guys didn't see James Franklin this week, he's out of it. This dude is checked out. There is no way. Here's an overreaction for you. And it's not even an overreaction. It's just what's going to happen. James Franklin is not going to be at Penn State next year. Like, everybody joked about Urban Meyer going to USC. James Franklin is either going to be at USC or LSU. He is so checked out. In his press conference this week, he was like, yeah, we're just getting ready to play Illinois at the Big House. And it's like, excuse me, Mr. Franklin, you were playing Ohio State in Columbus, which is not the Big House. That's where Michigan plays. Dude does it. He just lost to Illinois in 9 overtimes. And he's like, yeah, we're going to play Illinois at the Big House this weekend. And they're like, what the fuck is happening with James Franklin? He just changed his agent. He's connected to the USC job. He is gone. That dude is checked the fuck out. He wants out of the Big Ten in the worst way.
Have we asked ourselves?
A gas station pregnant attempt at sex from being Ed Ogeron. Like, seriously. Like, that's all of his. He's like, okay, no, I got it. Yeah. We're playing football this week. Some guys, I don't know. What's one of the Big House? Yeah, we're playing a Big Ten team at the Big House this week. I hope we win.
You know that dude was that dude wanted to go into that press conference and be like, I just lost to fucking Illinois in 9 overtimes. I don't give a shit anymore. Like, this season's done. I don't care. Fuck you. I'm out of here. And then just walk off the podium. That's what he wanted to do, but he couldn't do that. So he's just like, we're going to get ready for Illinois at the Big House. It's going to be a great week. And people are like, what the fuck is happening right now? And he's like, oh, yeah, whatever. Fuck you. I'm out. And then he leaves.
How much you want to bet he was over there just, you know, scrolling through his page at all the USC TikToks going, yep, yep, yep. Yeah, Big House, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Done deal.
He's just game planning already on how to beat Notre Dame. He's just like, all right, we got to figure this out. This is the only way I keep that job.
That no person or no player in USC's program currently with them has beaten Notre Dame. So red shirt, double red shirt, no gray shirt. Nobody at USC currently has beaten Notre Dame.
It's a shame. You really hate to see it. Hey,
Daniel defends Michigan. Take a drink.
Hey, Mike, we killed the horse. Take a drink.
Oh, wait a second. Hang on. Wait, hold on. Before we take drinks, Drew, did you just take a drink of Keystone Light?
Sure did.
What in the college bullshit is this?
Yep.
You so got.
We've talked before. We've talked before about the Sunoco.
What is wrong with you?
Me, right. What I think it's what's right with me, man. All right, just because. Hear me out. So every once in a while, I have a beer or two, and I'm like, God damn, you know, it'd be great right now is a 40 of OE. I swear to God, and I don't know why, but it takes me back to high school, makes me feel real good. But they don't have 40s at the Sunoco by my house. So I've started to kind of adapt and work around like what my options are. They do have really big tall boys of things. So that can be fun. Like a real tall, like a 26 ouncer of the, what is it? The hard iced tea. Fan fucking tastic. The other night I went in there, remembered again that there's no 40s of OE. And so I go, you know what though? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grab this 25-ounce Beast Ice can and this 15-rack of Keystone, because for the price at 12, you get 3 extra, and that just makes economical sense, right?
You know who's not leaving his job? Mike Tomlin.
As he should not.
I don't know why you would, but why was your boy out here, Mike? Explain to me why your boy was out here running his mouth about Mike Tomlin being the next USC head coach. Like, what?
First of all, Carson is not my boy. Carson is not my boy. He is not my boy. No.
That ACL died on that field for you.
I was, when Chemo took him down, I was like, fuck yeah, kill that USC piece of shit. I was all excited. I was like, twist it while you're down there. Just like, that's right. Get him off the field.
Mike, is USC your most hated Notre Dame rival?
Yes. Hands down, US. Okay. I hate USC with a passion. Everything
and
see, about
and
it.
That's where I think I'm a bit of a unicorn in a sense
because SC.
I
sir.
Hate
SC.
Michigan so much. I hate them.
Well, you're up there. That's why you're from up there. That's why. If I lived near Michigan fans, I would feel
the
same way.
I just thought I was weird though. All the other Irish fans.
No,
hate
SC. You're definitely weird. But go on.
SC, best college in history. Just saying.
What?
No.
You're named after condoms.
Mike Tomlin's not going there, though. I can promise you.
He's
that.
Definitely not.
Dude, Mike Tomlin had such a good denial. First of all, if you didn't see Carson Palmer totally leaked the news he didn't even realize that he was leaking it. He was on the Dan Patrick Show, and they were talking
Did you
about.
Say he didn't realize he was leaking.
Yeah, he didn't realize he was leaking
Carson
it.
Carson Palmer didn't realize he was leaking.
Yeah,
Carson,
he had no
put
idea.
Put a pad on, you're leaking.
He was he was on the Dan Patrick Show, and they Dan Patrick asked him about the USC head coaching job, and he's like, "Yeah, there's a lot of names out there. Mike Tomlin's he'd be a great fit." And Dan Patrick was like, "Wait, are you saying Mike Tomlin's a coaching candidate?" And Carson Palmer was like, "Oh, you didn't hear that?" And like awkwardly laughed, and it was the most amazing thing. So then, of course, Tomlin had to be asked about it, and Tomlin answered in the most Tomlin way possible, and he was like, "Never say never, but never, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll be there. Who knows? I don't know what's gonna happen."
I love Mike Tomlin though.
I do too.
Mike Tomlin is such a national treasure, and he does not get enough pub.
Yeah, I was gonna say he might be the most overrated head coach in the NFL. Just
overrated.
The dude's never had
underrated.
He's never had a losing season, and look at all the garbage he's had to deal with. I mean, sure, the defense is great, but like Big Ben, come on, man, Big Ben's been done for years.
Dude, that guy, I would take Mike Tomlin as my coach in Cincinnati. 10 times out of 10, like without a doubt, I want him. I want him coaching any team I cheer for. He's that good.
I would take Tomlin over Reed, honestly.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Wow. That's take. That is mm-hmm. a
that's spicy. I would take,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
hang
high
on.
Take, I guess, but I would take him over. I mean,
all right.
The offense is going to take care of itself, and he's going to fix the defense.
It's only hot. I was going to say, it's only hot because, again, he doesn't get the pub he deserves. He doesn't get the recognition he mm-hmm. deserves. He just sits there in Pittsburgh, does his job, keeps his mouth shut. And, you know, it's like a steady thing, so it's boring.
We got fire off the barbecue for this one. Robert Taylor says he would take Mike Tomlin over Andy Reid. Super Bowl champion Andy Reid.
Ed Marr with the correct take here.
Okay. I mean, I'll defend that take real quick because I feel like, you know, before Mahomes and the Super Bowl win, you know, the three straight AFC championship, Andy Reid was known as a choke artist, right? I mean, great offensive guru, great offensive mind, but everybody chokes when it counts. Chokes when it counts. Bad play, time management, chokes when it counts. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, Andy Reid, the great, I mean, I love him, don't get me wrong, but it's like, oh, you know, he's, you know, Super Bowl champion, three straight AFC champs. It wasn't Andy Reid. I mean, partially, but it wasn't all him. So, yeah, I would take Tomlin. I think Tomlin just can handle both sides a lot better than Andy Reid.
I think you can do it both ways, though. Like, I don't think Andy Reid needs to be shitted on in the same breath that Mike Tomlin needs to be praised, because I think they're both great head coaches. I just think Tomlin doesn't get as much praise as he mm-hmm. deserves.
Look, guys, I think we over apply the term choke artist because the moment is big. And moments can get to people and they cannot perform at their peak. So, like,
yeah.
Look, there's SDK, a lot of pressure apparently. In these games. Yeah. And, you know, hey, you can't win them all, but as long as you win some and you've got, you know, something to go home and feel proud about, that's what really matters.
Bro, he lost two fucking 20 plus leads in the playoffs. All right. He was a choke artist before Mahomes. I'm sorry.
I'm surprised by this only for the simple fact that Tomlin has what, two AFC championships and one Super Bowl? Like, it's not like Tomlin has the history of success. He makes the playoffs because the mm-hmm. Steelers dominated the AFC North for the longest time. But he's not like the big winner. It's not like you see him win all the time.
No. This is where I'm gonna jump in because he is the big winner. He has not had a losing season in the NFL.
No, I get that. Amazing. I get that, but I'm going back to the point of Andy Reid is seen as the choke artist when Mike Tomlin he's just not choking on the bigger stage. He's choking earlier in the playoffs, essentially. Like, if you look at what Tomlin has done.
So are you saying he's a premature choker?
I mean, Yeah, but see, when you get to the playoffs, though, is like when you get to the playoffs, it's more about it's a lot about the quarterback. Obviously, defense wins championships, but it's a lot about the quarterback. And he's going to the playoffs. You know, this isn't like a 16-game season or 17-game season. It's one game. And when you have somebody that's as broken down as Big Ben has been, I mean, all it takes is a couple mistakes and you're done.
I think, so listen, on the hot takes barbecue scale, this is fucking scorched earth. This is a hockey puck that's been...
Especially coming from me,
it's
I guess.
This is a piece of meat that's been sitting on the grill for way too long and is now just hard as a rock. Scott, how hot is this take from Robert Taylor that he would rather have Mike Tomlin over Andy Reid?
I mean, it's hot just because Chiefs fans obviously recognize that they've not had much success prior to Andy Reid. And I think Andy Reid is a great head coach. But, yeah, I mean, Mike Tomlin, underrated AF. So this is scorching hot.
Mookie, how hot's the take?
I mean, here's the thing. As someone who's never had a NFL coach that you actually wanted, like, actually, we were talking about, my dad was in town, we were talking about just the other night, the best coach in the NFL that I remember as a fan of the team is fucking Wayne Fonts. Wayne Fonts, the 90s Lions coach. So I'll take either of these dudes and I will roll out the red fucking carpet.
Mookie's like, you can roll out, you could like just have like a talking floating head. I don't care. Like, just give me somebody who's not biting kneecaps. He's
not biting kneecaps.
Robert Taylor, Brendan said, just came here to tell Robert that the Chiefs are ass. Your response?
Hey, you know what? They finally got a quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over. Good job. It's just eventually the Chargers are going to do Charger things, though, so I'm not worried.
also, right. Robert, the correct response would have been ass and titties. Ass and titties. ass and titties.
And big booty bitches.
All right, you're going to get us fine, Drew. All right, listen, any other stories that we want to bring up in this football segment? Anything else you guys want to talk about? Dabo, let's talk about Bill real quick. Drew's favorite dude in college football, Bill Sweeney. William, Ooh. Excuse me.
Oh, William. Billy. Oh, yeah, William's not doing too well. He's been praying a lot, I hear, though, and really spending time with his pastor trying to get back on the right path.
He's
repent for all his sins, let me tell you what.
He's taking some heat because Clemson clearly not the Clemson that we've all come to know and love, air quotes love, but they like he basically said these guys got to learn that nothing's handed to you. You don't just win just because you're Clemson. And people are like, okay, well, you're the coach. Shouldn't you teach them how to win? Like, isn't that your job, is to teach them? And Bill wants all the credit when they're doing great, when they're undefeated and they're going to the playoffs. But when they're 4-3, he's like, it's these guys. These guys are just entitled. These damn players making money. I just don't like it. But also, God's good. That's...
That would have been the only thing to cap it off better, is like, you know, I didn't have a problem with these guys before they started getting paid. Now they're getting money. It's a whole new world. I might have to go pro because I can't deal with this anymore. You can't coach them, man. They're getting money and it's not okay.
All I know is if I lived closer to Clemson, South Carolina, Bill would need to get this paint I saw the other day online that you can paint it on the side of your building and it'll like refract pee off the building. So it doesn't soak in and damage your foundation and discourages people from peeing on your building. Because I swear I would piss on his porch every single fucking day.
I was wondering where you were going with that. Because I was like, first of all, why would that discourage
the guy?
Why does that discourage people from peeing on it? Why does the paint discourage people from peeing on it?
Because it bounces back and gets on your pants. It actually said that in the advertisement. That was the funniest part. They had like a little picture of like a little guy, like, you know, like the ones you see on like a crosswalk.
Look at what you did to Robert Taylor. Look at what you did to Robert Taylor, Drew, talking about paint that reflects pee. That's what you've done to our guest. You made him leave. I hope you feel happy about yourself.
I mean, I don't feel sad. I'm having a good time being you, man. I got to talk about peeing on William Sweeney's porch.
I think
the worst part about all of this is that for so many years, for so many decades, he has besmirched and just brought negativity down on the Sweeney name. And as a result, I bet you there's been less people that have embraced and seen the beauty that is Sweeney Todd as a result of it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk. That's enough. That's enough. Let's talk. Let's give a shout out real quick to our friends over at More Labs, because I've been using them quite a bit lately as I've been staying up late editing and getting things ready. If you have a little bit too much to drink and you need to wake up for work the next morning, deal with your kids, whatever you got to do, head on over to craftbrewsports.com/hangover. More Labs will hook you up. Their morning recovery is like a miracle in a bottle. You drink one bottle up to an hour after your last drink, you will wake up in the morning feeling absolutely fine. It is amazing. It is fantastic. Go hit them up. craftbrewsports.com/hangover. You can get money off your order. I don't remember how much because it's been a while since we've done a More Labs read, but it's a good
20%
amount.
20% off your first purchase.
What is it, Drew?
20% off your first
20% off your first purchase. Thank you, Drew. I appreciate you. Drew is the More Labs aficionado. They also have a new flavor dropping on November 1st. So go hit them up. craftbrewsports.com/hangover. There is a blood orange flavor that drops on November 1st. Use that link and you will get 20% off that order. It is awesome. Seriously. Put it to the test.
I hope it's formula number 9 because that one was really good. Oh, right. Have we talked about how I'm a More Labs test subject?
Yes, you're a More Labs beta tester. It's amazing.
Yeah. We got another 12er showing up here tomorrow, too, because, like, when I went to check out, they're like, are you sure you don't want 12? Like,
come on. We like, know you. You
are
need
you sure
this.
You don't just want 12. It's not going to cost you anymore. You might as well get it. Also, did you know that not only are all their ingredients natural, I don't want to say they're organic, but they're all natural and no chemicals and derived from this fucking shit. It's natural stuff. But their packaging is also made from recycled stuff. So I ripped off the plastic tab like outside the other night to try to recycle the bottle. And the bottle is made of 100% recycled plastic and tin or whatever the fuck's on the cap. So, again, green company, healthy company. It's going to save you a lot of money from, you know, having to go and stand in line in the unemployment office when you get fired for being hammered and hungover. So just learn from Mike, man. Keep yourself employed.
GrabFruitSports.com/hangover. Hit them up today.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Sell out. All right, boys. I love.
You start changing those.
I don't know
PSAs because it's not even selling out. It's just like, look, dude, we're just trying to do right by you, man.
Just hit the more you know that star. Just have that.
Yeah, there you go. Because that won't get us sued. Just like right. Quoting.
Now we'll do a terrible animation of it. That's just like, now you've got it, and we'll like change the key or the pitch of the song so that it's not the same, and it'll be awesome.
And
nobody
have like
know.
A More Labs bottle zooming across, in the shape of like a star. Like you have five of them like spread out.
I wanted to talk a little baseball because the World Series did start last night. So let's do it. Let's talk a little baseball.
Here's the pitch. Oh shit.
Scott, your boys, game two. What's happening right now, by the way? I'm not following
the wheels
along.
Wheels are falling off. It's 4-1.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's not good.
Not good.
Tell me about
has anybody
your...
checked for any trash cans? I've just.
Well, what about, like, lights in the outfield?
Fucking.
Are they cheating, Scott? Are the Astros cheating?
Astros so
are the Astros cheating? That's what we want to know.
Not sure. I guess we'll find out in a couple seasons.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. They have to be cheating because if the Astros win, if they win the World Series, I will go down as saying 100% the Astros cheated. There's no doubt about it because the only way that you can break the Dusty Baker curse is by cheating. There's no other way around it. Like to beat the Dusty Baker curse, you have to be cheating, right?
I mean, I would think, but... they've gotten this far despite Dusty, so there's that.
It's actually amazing, right? It's amazing that Dusty has led this team to the World Series because it's fucking Dusty Baker, man. Like, they should have been out in the first round. That's what Dusty does. Dusty goes out in the first round.
I mean, he's made a World Series before, so there's that.
Yeah.
Why is Barstool streaming the game live and it's a bunch of dudes wearing Braves shit?
What?
Huh? Well, so I clicked on the Zach Wilson thing in the doc because there was a picture of a blonde that showed up and I hovered over it. And now I'm watching a live stream of the Braves game from Barstool.
Wait, just wait. Dude.
Congratulations, Drew. Change your passwords.
We got to back this up for a second because I want to take this step by step. We start talking about the World Series. Mookie goes to the dock, hovers over a story about Zach Wilson, sees a blonde chick who was actually Zach Wilson's mom, clicks on the story, checks out from the show, and then just starts watching a Barstool stream.
Well, because it showed up in the corner, and I was like, oh, what the fuck, a live video? And then I was like, wait a minute, this is the game? Because it said it was the score. It's only the bottom of the second, by the way, Scott. Don't get too down.
Oh, it's 4-1 in the second, Scott?
Oh, no,
actually,
it's 5-1.
It's 5-1 now.
Oh, my God.
These dudes are so shitty right now.
Robert, laughing at you is the highlight of my night right there, Scott.
No, I wasn't laughing at him. I was laughing at the reaction because it's like, you guys just had to just dig that deeper into him.
Well, it just happened. I just saw the guy lean back in his chair and look extra pissed. The dude behind him is just texting on his phone, and the guy off to the side is hugging that like fucking pillow for dear life.
Scott, you can't feel too bad about this, especially after what Morton did last night. As a Braves fan, when you see your pitcher go out with a broken leg after he got three additional outs, including striking out Altuve, you got to feel good about the series, right?
No, I thought, holy fuck, our number one starter is out in the first fucking game, three innings in. This is fucking horrendous. We've got to win tonight and then hope to God that we can hold everything together for three more games. As you can see, it's not going well tonight.
But you won in Houston. Like, you stole one in Houston. That's got to feel great.
The goal was to get one in Houston so they, you know, break the home field advantage. So that is good. But the idea of facing the rest of this series without Charlie Morton is terrifying.
So I wanted to ask you about that, how you felt about losing that pitcher, because I saw he got hurt, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that's a big deal.
Did you not pay attention to the last 15 seconds of the show? Like, I just asked that question. We just talked about that, and then you're like, yeah, I meant to ask you. I know you just gave an answer to this question, but was that bad about that pitcher getting hurt? Did that hurt?
That's not how it went down in my head.
Hey guys, remember when the third person on the show used to just say, it's good?
You know what that was, Robert? It was good. Real good.
Mookie, I'm like, what are you doing right now?
What I was trying to say is, I was thinking about this when I saw the stuff this morning. I was scrolling through and reading stuff. I was like, oh man, I gotta ask Scott about this. Like, I was thinking about you, dude. Think about you.
I love that your show prep is, I'm gonna read through this stuff, which already I'm amazed that you read through it. That's already bonus points for you. But then you were like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna ask Scott if this is bad. That's a good thing to bring.
Yeah.
Is one of your starters going down in the very first game of a 7-game series? Is that bad?
Well, you never know with rotations and stuff, you know, that may have not been the guy they wanted to throw, but had to because of days of rest and shit like that. Like,
Hey, Scott, the guy you threw in game one of the World Series, is that the guy you really wanted to throw in game one of the World Series?
See, look at that hard hitting analysis.
They signed the guy off the streets. They're like, you want to throw game one of the World Series? Come on. Let's do this.
Oh, see, so that injury's no big deal.
Yeah, it is. No big deal.
Hey, Scott, your team's currently down 5-1. If they lose the game, how do you think you're going to feel at the end of this?
God bless America.
I would like to know that, too, though. If they lose 5-1 but don't give up any more runs in the last 7 innings, how would you feel about that?
That's not even what I asked.
You turn it around on them. Ooh, Robbie Fabry with another goal. Guy's tearing it up this season.
Okay, good input, Drew. I appreciate you.
The tickets in Atlanta are
effing insane.
Dude,
like standing room only $700.
I saw that story and I cracked up because it seems like I just saw a thing on like Facebook memories of a previous show that we did where we asked how much would you pay to watch your team play, and both of us were like, maybe $50. Like, there's no way. And here we are again. History repeats itself with the Braves. It's I think I saw $1,000 for
the cheapest seat. In just because I was curious. I was never intending on buying them. No way I was going down there.
Gosh, Gerald's not listening. You won't get in trouble. It's fine.
No, I mean, she was like, hey, let's look. I'm like, it's not gonna happen, but I'm just curious to see the prices. From the word go on Ticketmaster, like $1,200 is what they opened up for. And we're talking like nosebleed, like insanity. I know that it's been a long ass time since they made a World Series, but the idea that they're going for more than my mortgage payment is insane.
Scott, how does it make you feel knowing that the Braves are charged, or that to get a World Series ticket, it would cost you like $1,200? How does that feel?
It feels fine because I'm not fucking paying for it. Yeah, that's a better question than anything Mookie would ask.
The question is because Mike fucked it up. He was trying to pull my shtick and didn't do it right. What I was going to ask you was, well, so Scott, how much would you pay to see the Braves play in the World Series this year?
And we discussed it, but like none, because that's what I'm going to spend on watching all these World Series games. I'm going to do it all for free because paying an insane amount to stand in the stadium and potentially have your team lose or not know, like, no thanks. I need a guaranteed. If I'm going to drop $1,200 on a seat, I need a guaranteed outcome. Like, fuck going there and it just being, oh, you know what? I paid $1,200 and I got to watch the Astros celebrate on the Braves field. It was awesome, man.
What if I told you you're guaranteed to get one of those cool souvenir helmets when you finish the nachos you order that come in them?
I'm good. I can buy one of those for like $20.
Matt Barr asked if he's living in the Twilight Zone. Yeah, dude, you are. This is actually happening. And Whitey said those prices are pre-order iPhone prices. Would you rather get an iPhone 13 or go to the World Series, Scott?
iPhone. I mean, the World Series is great and all, like, but I'm watching it on TV. I'm listening to it on the radio.
You could watch it on your new iPhone. It's amazing.
Right. Like, I mean, I just don't, like, it is never a sound financial decision to pay 12, 15 times the face value of a ticket to watch your team do anything.
Why do you mean, meanwhile, those prices are 12 to 15 the face value of an iPhone. So,
yeah, I mean, it's just absurd.
Whitey with the correct take here. If I drop $1,200 on a seat, it better flush and wipe my ass for me. And that is the correct take on that one.
Would you really want a robot wipe in your butthole?
Absolutely.
You wouldn't?
I don't know. What if it, like, misses?
Then it gets your ass cheek?
Then it's still a good time. What are you talking about? What are you going with,
like,
this, man?
Or it's like in your butthole. I mean, that can happen, dude, right?
You need to expand your horizons, Mookie.
Oh, they're real wide. Don't you worry.
I can't get to the... There it is.
Moving on.
Couldn't get there fast enough. Couldn't find the button fast enough.
I shouldn't make it as uncomfortable.
Holy shit. You guys succeeded. Well done, fellas.
I was going to ask about the game. Like, do you think it's like ironic in a way that they pulled the All-Star game because of everything that was going on in Georgia, and now they're going to be hosting the World Series and still raking in the cash.
I mean, the irony is not lost, but yeah, that's just kind of how it goes. I mean, I haven't seen those takes, but I really don't even want to go there. Like, that happened. It is what it is. There's no reason, like, bitching about it. Like, because, you know, of course, the locals are still super upset about it. And it's like, guys, it's fucking months ago now. Like, just focus on the fucking World Series. Like, just happy that you're able to gain this revenue now.
It is pretty, I do think it is pretty comical. Also, I found it interesting that Rob Manfred came out and said that he's okay with the Braves name and the Tomahawk Chop. Like, he has no issues because of Atlanta or whatever. Like, it was a weird answer he gave.
He deferred to, like, the Native Americans, like, as long as they don't have a problem with it, he doesn't. Like,
He said
like the groups.
He said because of local support. He never said it was because of. He just said local support.
I saw a headline that said that, like, interest groups. You know, and I assume that meant like that they were okay with it and didn't have a problem with it, so he was going to stay out of it.
It's possible. It's possible that that's what he meant by local groups, like local Native American groups. But I do find it interesting that they are that Rob is coming out and being like, "Nah, I'm cool with it. Like, whatever. I don't. Let's just focus on the World Series. Whatever. Don't ask me about this right now. Like, that's such a Rob thing to do, to just be like, I don't know. Let's talk other baseball news.
I'd like to weigh on that topic.
Okay, please do.
Pass.
Good pass. Speaking of baseball teams and name changes, the Cleveland Guardians now, it's the end of the season, so the Cleveland baseball team has retired the Indians' name, and they are going with Guardians next year. Or are they? Because now when the story broke, when they first announced that they were changing the Cleveland Guardians, there was a whole story about a roller derby team in Cleveland that is called the Cleveland Guardians. They own the ClevelandGuardians.com. They had social media as the Guardians. They've been the Guardians for years. They were like, we're the Guardians, and are like, can you just do that? Can you just take our name? And apparently there was conversations between the Cleveland Guardians roller derby team and the Cleveland baseball team. And there was an offer made from Cleveland that said, hey, we'll buy your intellectual property off of you. And the roller derby team said, yeah, okay, but you need to pay us more than this. And then the Indians never responded, went through filing the patent, lied to the patent office and said that they don't know of anybody else named the Cleveland Guardians. And now they are being sued by a roller derby team, and I cannot wait for this team to get fucking paid. Oh, this is going to be amazing. The best thing that could happen in this is if Cleveland cannot be the Guardians and they have to come up with a different team name. And next year, if they just like have shit down their leg and next year they have to be the Cleveland baseball team while they find another new mascot after investing all that time and energy and money into the branding. Oh, I cannot wait. This is going to be amazing.
So the whole situation reminds me of when Washington football team released the list of names that they were like thinking of in the very beginning. Like, these are the names that the Washington could be. And then some dude went out and bought every single domain name that was associated with it and filed patents for everything. And it's amazing to see it almost like happening again. Like, just it's like deja vu all over again, and I hope it doesn't work out for Cleveland. I really do.
This is Matt Barr making the point, a baseball team getting bodied by a roller derby team is peak baseball. It 100% is. Like, that is amazing, and I just want this roller derby team to just take him to the cleaners.
I don't even need to go that far. This is straight ScarJo versus Disney, and the Indians overplayed their hand and thought they could just, you know, brush it aside, and they're end up gonna have to pay what they were going to have to pay in the beginning. Like, just fucking pay the money and get it over with, and don't have the embarrassment of having this roller derby team railroad you in the public forum and getting support. Like, nobody's going to side with you, Cleveland baseball team. Nobody. You should have just paid what they asked for and just kept it fucking moving.
How about this? When you're deciding on a team name, fucking Google it first. Like, just see if it's there. Just somebody go to Google and be like, Cleveland Guardians. Oh, look at that. There's a roller derby team. Do we really want to go down this route? Because we're going to approach them at that point and be like, hey, here's a decent amount of money. Like, the lawsuit claims that Cleveland offered them what amounts to 15 minutes of revenue for the team, which I don't know how they come up with that figure, but apparently they did. And that's they were clearly offended by the offer, especially because they knew they had Cleveland by the balls, and now they can just take them for everything they've got. I'm so excited for this lawsuit. I cannot wait. I hope it goes to court and doesn't get settled out of court. I want it to just drag out as long as possible. Let's talk
What you should be cheering for, Mike, is for the Guardians, the roller derby team, because they're the Guardians. The other is copyright.
No shit.
The Guardians should challenge or make the former baseball team from Cleveland agree to do a roller derby match with their team the actual baseball players, and
winner takes all
control of the name.
Winner, that actually would be amazing.
Winner take all.
That would be amazing. Just the Cleveland baseball team versus the Cleveland Guardians roller derby team in a roller derby match. Winner gets the name. That's what an 80s movie is made of right there. That is the plot.
TV revenue would pay for itself, man. Like, all these people watching this shit called the match. That would sell.
Yeah, fuck it. Call it Gleam in the Cube Part 2. I just hope it brings more eyes to roller derby. Roller derby is fun as shit to watch.
Dude, roller derby is fun as shit. Cincinnati's got a team.
Did they come back, though? Because they had to put their season on pause. Did they make it back?
They put their season on pause for COVID. I don't know if this season has started yet for this year, but they were on pause last year because of COVID.
Roller derby season.
I don't know. I remember growing up when I was a kid, like there was always this roller derby league in the morning or something, where they had like an alligator pit in the middle. It was super overdramatic. Do you not remember that?
No, they had an alligator pit in the middle.
Yeah, it was like it was roller derby, and there was like alligators in the middle, and everybody be watching, like, ooh, and then finally somebody getting literally attacked by alligators.
This sounds like it's a fucking Steve Irwin nightmare, is what this sounds like. What the shit were you watching?
I don't know if it was like WWF style roller derby or not, like it was faked, but there was literal alligators in the middle of the pit.
I'm Googling this right. Well, Google just auto completed it for me. Holy shit.
Good news. The Cincinnati Roller Girls have resumed practice, though they don't have any matches yet lined up. But it sounds like they're going to have a season of some sort this year.
We gotta get in with the roller girls. We gotta figure out a way. Tank's wife is on that team, I think. So we need to figure out our good friend Tank Mansfield. Roller Games is a U.S. television series that presented a theatrical version of the sport of roller derby and featured a number of skaters who had been in the Roller Games League. I don't even know if this is the right thing. I'm reading from Wikipedia, so I don't know if that's it. There's no mention of alligators yet, and I don't feel like reading through the entire Wikipedia article to find something about alligators.
But these images from the Google search result make me think that this is the thing. Like, this is what... Oh, yeah. Because the middle was like you could try to cut across it sometimes too and do the shortcut, but like the other team's players could like beat the hell out of you while you try to do it.
And knock you into an alligator pit? Like, what the fuck is this?
That part I'm still working through because I don't know there was an alligator, but there was definitely a pit of some sort.
Caitlin says it was probably a dream, Robert. She feels like this is not. Oh, she did say she found it. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Here you go. Yeah.
All right. But she might be reading
Calisphere.
This is amazing. I'm going to go down a YouTube rabbit hole tonight, I think, finding roller derby alligator pit. And did anybody
die? Welcome to California.
Yeah, what the shit, man? What are you guys doing out there? But the commentator apparently was there. Her stage name was Genghis Khan. There you go. There's your roller games factoid, besides that they had a friggin' alligator pit in the center. Scott, how you feel about Oakland potentially staying in Oakland now after they passed a support of like a $12 billion stadium near the bay?
I feel like we've done this story, and no lie, 4 or 5 times.
But they've actually passed the support now. It's like official.
I know, but I still feel like we've done this story like 4 or 5 times where it's like, Oakland's staying in Oakland.
Wait, oh, I found it.
Are they, though? I don't know. Maybe this feels like one of those deals that to keep Oakland in Oakland just before there's a work stoppage, and then we're going to forget about it after the work stoppage. And then Oakland's going to be back on the – are they going to stay in Oakland train again? So, yay for Oakland?
Scott, you just hit on something that I didn't even think of. Is this the most important World Series of your lifetime? Because if the Braves they're the World Series champs for 2 years?
Let me tell you, I was thinking about it earlier today when I was reading about how all this work stoppage thing is like inevitable. Not only do you have
like the Chiefs, inevitable
God,
like the Chiefs,
got to win this because heaven and forever. It's win this because there might be a work stoppage. Don't know how next year's going to go. Could be a little while, but also win this because this is the last fucking time, no matter what happens, that the fucking DH will not exist universally. I have to be able to say that the Braves won the final World Series when baseball was fucking baseball. Damn it.
Double rap air horn for that one, Scott. You are 100% right.
This one down. Yeah. Like, the pressure just tripled this morning when I read and was thinking about the implications of this World Series.
Inevitable. Robert Taylor, you're saying yes. Are you a pro non-DH? I guess you're anti-DH?
I'm pro Scott here. I'm happy for Scott.
Honestly, I'm happy for Scott.
He's like, I beat that son of a bitch in the Super Bowl.
I was literally going to make the joke. Like, I would hate to see him lose, you know, the world championship twice in 3 years, but
I'm rooting for him.
I really am. I'm rooting for the guy.
Wow. Did you like when Scott said inevitable? Is that when your ears perked up and you're like, I'm cheering
just
for him?
Just a little bit. I'm just saying. I'm keeping receipts just in case. So I may reactivate Facebook if it happens.
What are all these receipts, people? Who keeps receipts anymore? Who keeps fucking paper?
Welcome to Team Petty, Drew.
What is this shit? I don't need receipts to be petty, dude. Come on now.
Drew's like, I use my debit card. You keep receipts? Yeah. What the shit?
Debit card? I don't even fucking carry a wallet anymore. I have a phone. What do I need a wallet for?
Guys, real quick.
The dock. I found the alligator.
Oh, you found the alligator in the dock. I don't see it anywhere. I don't see this. Did you put a YouTube link?
I feel invincible now because you might be dreaming. No, I wasn't.
I put the YouTube link to the video that's embedded in the article that's right above it talking about roller games. Roller skaters and alligators, a devastating combination. Part two of another derby.
That's
1989.
That's pretty amazing.
This is chapter six of, like, what do you call those things that, like, not blogs, but the things
they're
we used
books.
To read before?
Books, yeah.
Yeah, it's a book. Yeah, it's like a book online. How about that?
All right, anyways, let's talk. Before we do that hockey, I do want to talk a little golf real quick.
Playing a game of whack fuck here.
Whack.
You know what that sounds like?
It never gets old.
My 50-yard field goal attempt.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert, Drew.
I love that.
No, the 50-yarder. That's a bonus.
Let's talk golf real quick.
Playing a game of whack fuck here.
Whack.
Guys, I didn't get to play golf this past weekend. I thought I was going to. I didn't get to. Let's do that hockey, everybody.
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Oh, my God.
That was the golf news, which I thought I was going to get to play golf, but I didn't.
Mike, before we get into hockey, though, because Robert Taylor, he needs a 30-second timeout. So if you don't mind, Mike, can we talk soccer for just real quick?
All right, real quick soccer talk.
In true fashion of all things Cincinnati, FC Cincinnati.
I'm going to pee.
Robert, I told you, it's a 30-second break, bro. I was looking out for you, man. In true FC Cincinnati fashion today, they scored 9 minutes in to go up 1-0. At halftime, somehow they
Excuse me, Drew. Excuse me. This is soccer talk. You need to do it in a British accent. Go.
Oh. Okay. So, fuck. Man, every time you turn me up. So, FC Cincinnati was up 1-0 early on in the game. Shut up.
Do a British accent, Drew. Do a British accent. It's soccer talk. You got to do it as a British person.
Can you at least feed me a line to get me started? Like, what do British people sound like anymore? I can't even remember. They talk about crumpets and biscuits and shit.
There you go. You got it. Nailed it. Go.
See, if you would have watched fucking Hard
Ted
Knocks,
Lasso.
You know what British people sound like, you son of a bitch.
Ted Lasso, too. Yeah. Ted Lasso.
Definitely watch Ted Lasso.
I'll tighten this up even more. 1-0 after
British! British accent. British accent.
3-2 off to halftime.
There you go.
My good mate.
Nailed it. Keep going.
1-0 after 9 minutes, and then halftime came, and they were still up 3-2 to the good side. But what really irks me is after, you know, paying good homage.
You're losing it. Bringing it back. Bring it back.
there are now five. Oh, fuck.
Why are you Jamaican? What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I don't know. This is bullshit.
What was that? Yeah, man. We scored all the goals.
Oh, I know. It's a losing 5-3.
No. You give him 5-3 by the beach, man.
5-3. We're losing now, eh? Hey, mate. What are you going to do? Yeah? It just ain't right there. Crikey. We're down by 2 whole goals now.
Is he still Australian now?
I have no idea where I am, Robert.
What the Russia goal score you?
Give us a goal score, you lass. We're going to run for the rest of Ireland.
Are you going to slap the base, man?
Jamaican thing was the best. Oh, my God.
How I know I'd never be an actor.
Yeah, because have you in a screening test and be like, give us a Jamaican accent, you white guy.
No, but they would be like, do an English accent, and Drew would be like, ah, my brain broke.
He's like, English accent, I got this, no problem. We be German, man.
Drew's like, English accent, I got you. I shot the sheriff. They're like, what the fuck just happened?
No, it'd be simply be, give us a British accent. I'd be like, feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time. Eh?
Oh, God.
Hey, we're just trying to get back to our roots, man.
Thank you, Drew, for that soccer update. Let's do real quick hockey talk.
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Scott, we got about a minute. What's good in the hockey world this week?
Blackhawks are out here banging each other. The story is disturbing as all hell. Good God.
Yeah, lately, brother.
Like, look, yeah, I know. I want to be delicate with this one because reading the story.
This isn't Noah Vanderkane shit here.
I want to be delicate with this one, and that's how you start off the story.
Yeah, I know. It's not a good look. Like, there's fuckery
afoot. Sexual assault coming out in an investigation. Not a good look.
Yeah, there's fuckery afoot in Chicagoland. And it goes back to when they won the Stanley Cup a few years ago, 11 to be exact. But dear God, man, you got people quitting because there was massive cover-up over sexual assault. And I don't know, somehow this dude made his way to Miami too. Like, so it ends up being a local story. Like, I was reading this prior to the show just to understand it, and I still don't get, like, exactly what happened. I really don't. But Chicago is fucked.
How long are they going to be dealing with this, Scott? Because somebody just resigned that was like pretty high up in the team,
yeah,
right?
The GM
like,
just resigned.
So the whole team is in shambles at this point, right? Like they're screwed
for a long time. They're gonna be.
Because who's gonna want to take that job, right?
Somebody want to take the job, but it's just there's Urban a lot Meyer. Of damage control to There's a lot of damage control to wade through over the next couple of weeks with this. Like, it is messy.
Rough.
You know what they're looking for, guys? A regime change.
Oh, God. There it is. Go ahead, Drew. Yep, there we go. All right.
No. I appreciate you guys making time for that story because I think it was important we brought it up tonight. Because this stuff still, again, in the area, especially in hockey, it's not talked about the same way it should be. And like the victim, John Doe, said, I was getting to it, Mike. Jesus, let me like wrap it up a little bit before we jump in. But there's support out there. So if you're suffering or someone you know is suffering, there's resources, there's support, even in things like hockey that have that very tight-lipped, close the wagons, circle the wagons kind of culture. You're not alone. Go out, reach out, get help. It's not okay to let this stuff happen.
Real quick, though, Drew, on like a serious note, is this isn't something that like is like a hush hush thing in hockey, right? Like this was just this dude, you know, using his position. Is it really?
Problem. It's a problem. Is it? Especially in juniors, because think about it. In hockey, it's a very unique sport in the sense that basically between ages like 13 and 17, your entire career is decided. So you get situations where kids will be traveling away from home. They will live not with their parents, but with host families hours and hours away, traveling, playing on these hockey teams to try to make it to the league. And there's been way more stories than should happen about them being taken advantage of as minors and youths. the difference with this one is it happened when the guy was, I don't want to say 20, old, but he was
20 years old. Yeah,
he was 20. A little bit older. But again, he was an AHL call-up trying to get his way in the league, and someone used a position of power to exploit that. And it just, it's not okay. And it's stuff that's happening, and it's getting talked about more. But like, there was a Dallas goaltender that went through this, and he never dealt with it, had a career in the league. And then during one of the Survivors months or whatever, kind of opened up about it, and it kind of, his entire life fell apart, and he rebuilt it back better though, which is great. But his career ended prematurely in a sense. It's tough, and it's really sad to see, because it doesn't get spoken about enough, and people need to feel comfortable to come out and seek help, because there's bad people out there. We've seen a lot with U.S. gymnastics. We saw it with Michigan State. It's unfortunate, but hopefully we can make it better going forward, and don't let these kinds of cultures happen where we find out 11 years after the fact.
Damn. That
hits real hard, right?
No, that sucks. I mean, I didn't know the NHL was sponsored by the Catholic Church. That's
terrible. Jesus.
So, speaking of which, Caitlin is very curious about when Making Them Wet's coming out.
Thank you, Robert, for that, because I was going to... Holy shit. I was going to apologize because I had put up Caitlin's comment just for fun, when's Making Them Wet coming out. Didn't realize Drew was about to go into a very serious topic that I didn't. I wasn't even aware that that's like an epidemic within youth hockey. Like I didn't know that was a thing. So I had this comment up as Drew was talking really serious, like awful shit. And he's like, I'm getting to it, Mike. And I'm like, oh, okay, where's the joke coming? And the joke never comes. The joke is never there. She's not talking about Kong Bongs. She's talking about the R&B album, Drew, that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
I know that.
God damn, man. Like, then that comes. So thank you, Robert, for taking the heat off of me and making a Catholic priest joke at the end of a very serious message there from Drew and
Scott. My Facebook has been deactivated for a while. I haven't been in the group. So, I mean, it's I had to get it out.
Holy shit.
Rage.
By the way, Caitlin, Making Them Wet will be out in about 2 weeks. Just depending on flights.
Wow.
But no song will be longer than 5 minutes. I can guarantee that.
I mean, she's lucky.
All right, listen, we got to do our Kong Bongs. I don't know if Scott has his Kong Bong.
I still don't.
Oh, Jesus. So let's do these because we're running out of time. Let's do these.
Two and a half weeks? Minutes, Caitlin says?
Minutes, I think. I think it's minutes. It's minutes she's talking minutes. About. She's talking about I'm minutes.
The name, me. Like, that dude's a Superman.
Let's do these. Let's do these Kong Bongs while we talk about the beers that we were drinking tonight. So, Scott, what did you have in your mug rated on the Halloween candy scale?
Mike and I went with Devoured by Gravity, which is an Imperial Blonde Pumpkin Ale, 8.5%. Pumpkin, vanilla beans, and lactose. All I need to tell you is whatever top of whatever scale you're putting out there, this reaches it. This is one of the closest I've ever had to dethroning pumpkin. Fucking delicious. You can find yourself some Devoured by Gravity. Get that shit.
That's rated on Patrick Mahomes' father.
Yes. This is at the top of the scale. This is Pat Mahomes pitching and minding his own business and not embarrassing.
Mookie, what did you have rated on
creating his time?
Rated on the Halloween scale, whatever you had, Mookie.
I had 7 bars of Layers or some shit. I don't know. 7 layer magic bar stout by Weld Works Brewing Company.
7 bars of Layers or some shit.
8% ABV, 4.09 caps on Untappd. I myself have brought it up from that with 4.5 caps twice now. This shit is bomb. And I'm going to go a little bit different angle. I'm going to say this is full candy bars Halloween candy. Ooh. Like when you're out on the street hitting houses, you know, filling up that pillowcase, and you get to that house that has like the full size Snickers, the full size Hershey's, or shit, the like was the king size sleeve of the Reese's, where it's the 4 2-on-2. This shit was bomb. Can't wait. Well, I'll probably never have another in my life because I don't live in Colorado, but looking forward to the chance I get to find another one. Someone else can talk now, though.
All right, Robert, what were you drinking and right on the Halloween candy scale?
So, yeah, I was drinking that Imperial Stout with orange, but I had finished that bottle, especially once Drew started talking about soccer and shit.
Hey-o.
And then I started drinking the Untitled Art S'more Stout. It's only 8%, but it's so fucking good, man. It's like it's s'mores and liquid s'mores. So I don't have a Kanban, but
oh damn!
Finish that. It's a shot size.
Finish the tiny taster glass.
Yeah, whew. I stole it from the brewery. I rate this on. Let's just say I just rated on Brad Pitt movies, Fight Club, fucking super top right there.
Damn. Fantastic. Okay. Movies. All right. I love that you just added an extra rating scale. Like you were just like, fuck Halloween candy. We're just going off of Brad Pitt movies.
I mean, I don't, you know, everybody's doing the chalk and all that. So I did my own. I'm sorry.
It's just because you didn't want to say gummy bears or whatever bullshit candy.
Yeah, I didn't want to say Smarties or something, and just, you know.
Something that clearly isn't the top of the scale. We got you.
Yeah. Robert Taylor just didn't want to be like, you know what? This is the best I've ever had. It's basically the candy that was in your grandma's purse that would had like hair on it and shit, and it wasn't really wrapped. Like, that's how good this candy
those
was.
Strawberry wrapped. Hard candies.
Ooh, I did like those though.
Those were good, but nobody's yeah, good.
They were I mean, good, but nobody's like, oh, did you see what I got? Oh man.
I'm just gonna rate it on flying out to Colorado and basically getting what you want and then coming back.
Okay, this got weird again. Listen, that Devoured by Gravity, Scott wasn't lying. This is definitely... Okay, so this is a year that we've had a couple pumpkin beers that challenged Pumpkin, Scott. Like, we had that fluffy pumpkin that was really good. That was near Pumpkin. This beer, Devoured by Gravity, definitely near Pumpkin. I'd put this one right up there with it. Like, and I mean, the fact that it's a little bit heavier at 8 point whatever. What was this one?
8.1.
So it's a little bit heavier than Pumpkin.
Yeah.
I gotta give it the edge.
I gotta give it the edge. The flavor is so good and it's so smooth, like for being an 8.1% beer. Like,
here's the other thing.
Damn,
it's a blonde. You don't expect it. Like when you pour it, you're like, this isn't gonna be that. But it is. It is. Oh, it's good. It's a good beer. So whatever your favorite Halloween candy is, unless you're Robert Taylor and you like some bullshit candy, anybody else, your favorite Halloween candy, that's what this is. It's Robert Taylor's least favorite Halloween candy because that would be the best candy because he's like, oh, chocolate, gross. This is disgusting.
Your masks and stuff.
This is those toffees that are wrapped in generic black and orange packaging that tastes like the back of a toilet seat. They're amazing.
It's the candies that you find inside the old sewing kit or the old cookie jar, the cookie tin and all that. It's those candies you open up.
I just don't understand how you just rated a s'mores beer, which is a chocolate beer, as like the best it could be. And then you're like, ooh, but chocolate candy, yuck. That's disgusting.
Like, okay, so it's weird. It's like I don't hate chocolate, but I'm not looking to eat chocolate. Like, obviously in a drink, in a stout, it's amazing, but I'm not looking to just sit there and chew chocolate. I don't know.
That's weird. A great breakup line. Look, it's not that I hate chocolate. It's just that, like, I'm not committed to the chocolate. It's good in a stout, but, like, I don't know. It's long-term, it's not for me. I mean, about white chocolate. Let me some white chocolate.
Look, I thought I was committed, but I just
I prefer Special Dark, man. That's all I'm saying.
That's the show's thumbnail. That is the thumbnail.
Jesus, tap dancing Christ. FC lost 6-3.
Oh, fucking.
Do it in a British accent, Drew. British accent.
Oh, for Christ's sake. You lost 6-3.
Thank you, Shrek. Thank you, Shrek.
6-3.
What are you wearing, a kilt with a giant red beard? You Scottish fuck,
dude. I don't know, man.
Feel the rhythm.
We gotta feel the ride. Get on up. It's bobsled time.
Oh, I mean, to be fair, his accent was better than Mel Gibson's in the movie. So
he said, be fair. "For Christ's sakes, he rolled the R."
You got to score more than that.
You sounded like groundskeeper Willie, dude.
Not bad, right? I mean, he's still on the show. He's one of the longest running characters, I believe.
Look,
he's not British.
This has been a super fun time. Thanks, Robert Taylor. Thank you for hanging out. Robert Taylor, where can people find you, man? Not on Facebook, apparently.
Not on Facebook. And definitely not on my original Twitter either.
Not at the Catholic Church either, apparently.
Why do we keep having these dudes that have to burn their social media presence before they come on the show?
Look,
how does that help us get followers?
It wasn't really my choice. I'm still banned technically if I was even to come back, all right? So.
That's impressive, actually. Credit,
where can people find
Mike
you?
I think Mike won that under.
Tell people about your D&D stream too.
Yeah. I mean, if you're into Dungeons and Dragons, I do it every Monday night and Thursday night at twitch.tv/DungeonsAndDumbassesTV. Sometimes I do it on Twitter. It all depends. But if you want to find me on Twitter and talk a bunch of shit about how bad the Chiefs are playing right now, it's at It's Rock Robster G, because the original at It's Rock Robster was suspended for some reason. I don't know.
Dude, wait a second. Are you seriously suspended from two different social media platforms right now?
Are you surprised?
We've got goddamn Donald Trump on the show tonight. This is like a we got Trump on the show suspended from two. Robert Taylor is about to be like, I'm going to create my own social media platform. Fuck it. Here we go. This is what we're going to do.
I'm just resending truths around here.
Come get my candy takes over at Parler. Robert Taylor.
But no chocolate.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's why it's really a Parler, because they're like, we don't like chocolate around here. Anyways, that got weird. Robert,
chocolate shit away from Parler.
Robert Taylor, it's Rock Robster G, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
G unit.
Thanks for hanging out, man.
How the fuck did I get everything suspended?
It was a good time hanging out with you, man. Kind of impressive. It was great seeing you again.
My pleasure,
shout out, Robert. Listen, be sure to follow Robert at It's Rock Robster G. Follow the show at Crafty Sports on Twitter and Instagram. Like the show on Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube. Mookie's Field Goal Challenge going up tomorrow. It's an amazing video. You got to check that out. Also, shout out Belly Up Sports. Go hit them up, bellyupsports.com, and subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And check out all of the other podcasts on the Belly Up Sports Network. Subscribe, rate, and review. It helps way more than you know. Thank you guys for tuning in this week. We will see you all next week. Scott will hopefully be paying attention. I don't know. We'll see. Cheers, everybody. We're out of here.
You can get your free tarot card reading next week.
What?
Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.